Book 13, Chapter 1. Silvio Pettirossi International Airport, Asunción, Paraguay. 1830 hours, 11 September 2005. It was winter here, and night came early, making moot Castillo's worry that maybe he should have made a low-level reconnaissance anyway, even after learning the shooters had located where Timmons was being held. I wouldn't have been able to see anything, even if I knew what I was looking for. It had been a long flight. They had been in the air almost 8 hours, with an hour and a half on the ground at the Taravel Airport in Cordoba, where they'd gone through Argentine customs and immigration. There almost had been a dogfight at Cordoba. Max had taken an instant dislike to a large black Labrador retriever, a drug sniffer, for the Policía Federal, when the lab had put his curious nose in the commander the moment the door opened and found himself facing a visibly belligerent Max, determined to protect his airplane. After considering his situation for perhaps 20 seconds, the lab concluded that there was only one wise course of action to take when faced with an apparently infuriated fellow canine twice his size. The lab took it and rolled over on his back, putting his paws in the air in surrender. Max examined the lab for a moment, gave him a final growl, then exited the aircraft and trotted, somewhat arrogantly, Castillo thought, to the nose gear of the commander for what had become his routine post-landing bladder voiding. The lab's handler was mortified. Thus, Castillo was not surprised when he and his fellow officers subjected the cabin and the baggage compartment to a very thorough inspection. As they were doing it, however, Munz softly told him it was probably routine, and they could expect a similar close inspection when they landed in Asunción. "A lot of drugs are brought across the border in light aircraft like this one," Munz said. "They don't take off or land at airports with their contraband, of course, but they sometimes, when empty, put down at airfields like this one to take on fuel or whatever. Sometimes the sniffer dogs pick up traces of heroin or cocaine or marijuana, and that lets the police know that the aircraft is involved in the trade, and they thereafter try to keep an eye on it. It's about as effective as trying to empty the River Plate with a spoon, but..." He shrugged, and Castillo nodded. They landed at Pettirossi International immediately after an Aerolíneas Argentinas 727 set down. "That's the last flight today from Buenos Aires," Munz said, "and it will return. What that means is we're going to have to wait until the authorities deal with both flights before they turn their sniffer dogs loose on this airplane."
"Wonderful. More delay," Castillo said disgustedly.
Standing on the tarmac, waiting for the Paraguayan officials, Castillo saw on the terminal building that it was possible to still make out the lettering of Aeropuerto Presidente General Stresnar under the fresh paint of its new name. For some reason, the wait wasn't as long as they feared. They got lucky. And when they finally made it through customs and were in the unsecured area of the terminal, they saw that a van with Hotel Resort Casino Yacht and Golf Club Paraguay, painted on its side, was waiting for guests. "Alfredo, why don't you take Lester out there, get us rooms, and, without asking, see if you can't find my shooters? I'm ashamed to admit I don't have their names, which they almost certainly aren't using anyway." When Castillo arrived with Lieutenant Lorimer, Sergeant Mulroney, and Max at the U.S. Embassy at almost 8 o'clock, an officious Paraguayan security guard at the well-lit gate informed Castillo and his party that the embassy had closed for the day. "Get the Marine Guard out here," Castillo ordered angrily in English. As Castillo listened to the security guard speak into his radio in Spanish, he pretended not to understand the unkind things the guard said under his breath about Americans in general and this one in particular. The Marine guard, who came to the guardhouse several minutes later, recognized Lorimer.
"Hello, Lieutenant," he said. "We need to get inside."
I can let you in, but I can't let your friends in. We're American, Castillo offered, without getting one of the officers to pass them in. Well then, Sergeant, Castillo said, get an officer. Preferably, Mr. Crawford. The Marine guard now examined him more closely. Mr. Crawford, sir? Our commercial attaché? Mr. Jonathan Crawford, whatever his title, Castillo said. May I ask who you are and the nature of your business with Mr. Crawford, sir? Castillo handed him the credentials identifying him as a supervisory agent of the United States Secret Service. The sergeant examined the credentials very carefully. And this gentleman, sir? He is Detective Sergeant Mulroney of the Chicago Police Department. Show the sergeant your tin, sergeant. Mulroney did so. The sergeant examined the leather folder carefully and then handed it back. I guess I can let you gentlemen in as far as Station 1, sir, the sergeant said. I mean, to the building, but not inside. I'll call Mr. Crawford from there, sir. Thank you. But you can't bring that dog into the building, sir. Why don't we take Max as far as Station 1 and then see what Mr. Crawford has to say about that? I don't know, sir. That was more in the nature of an order, sergeant, Lorimer said, than a question. Yes, sir, the Marine sergeant said.